All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast. My name's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, sports running or whatever point comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, here back again on this Friday, May 8th. Yes, May 8th, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your week to do so here. It feels like it's been a while since I hopped on this particular podcast. Again, we're back here in Casey, Missouri. I just got done with a walk. Yeah, more on that in the postcast coming up. I still have not done the trolley run postcast. That will be the next thing I record. Either later today, probably not tonight. Probably at some point this weekend, I'll do that and get that out. This will come out tonight, so this is sort of live. So this will be out tonight. And usually, the EG3 shows been popping up on Fridays most of the time. If Eddie gets mine right. So we got that going on. So yeah, so that'll be the next thing I record. Trolley Run, which yours truly, again, was solid. I feel like I'm in a position, and we'll get into my situation in the next episode. But I feel like I'm in a position where we're going to make some serious noise, so despite everything what's going on. So I feel like it's been a challenge after another challenge after another challenge after another challenge after another challenge, and yet Eddie steps up to the plate and delivers. So I feel like every time I get back up in the corner, I respond. And I think, you know, and y'all know what's coming up next. Y'all know what's coming up next. Casey Metro Mile. I hate to sit that one out because everybody knows I'm gonna run that race. So it's like, and you're not gonna take the ball out of my hands. Fourth quarter, you're not gonna do that. No, you're not gonna do that. I'll take whatever it is. I'll do whatever I need to do to get ready for the thing. I say it's only a mile, but it's going to be hard. I know, but I know I'm getting way off base, but we're rolling on the show. But I feel like now I lost train of thought what I was going to say, but I feel like, we've been challenged before. And we step up to play and deliver, right? So, again, I feel like I don't know. Is the situations? I don't know if this is the anticipation. I don't know if this is the lack of not achieving enough stuff, not getting up enough PRs. What it is, I just don't know. Or people just pissing me off lately. But I don't know. It's just the fact. It just adds more fuel to the fire. So just keep on doing that. Just keep on doing that. And hey, we hope to see y'all, next month, because it's literally less than a month out now. And I need to do what I need to do to be there. Right. Yes. And I got that thought now before we get into some, NASCAR here for the rest of this episode. Yes. And we'll continue this talk on next episode. But, I feel like, yeah, only needed a mile. You only need to be pain. Well, it's going to be painful, but you only need to be good for only a mile. And now you're putting me in a situation. I, again, I'm more comfortable on a track. It's where the whole running thing started, on a track rather than on a little last road mile. So there you go on that. So, hey. Continue to count me out. Hey, we're going to be ready to punch all y'all in the face. That's how we're going to start off this podcast, this episode here. So more on that. Obviously, this podcast is getting ready for that regardless of it. I already made my mind up. And if some of y'all don't like it, well, that's just too damn bad. We're gonna rock and roll. We're gonna be ready. And hey, if it was a different race, like the half marathon or marathon, yeah, I would scrap that. But you're giving me still that time. Add enough rest. Give me add enough rest days. Give me the speed I need. I don't need to go out and run crazy right now. I've accepted that for right now, anyways. Just go out there, do what you got to do, and we'll just see what the money fall, when them chips fall come June 6th. Lord willing, the EG3 podcast. We're off to a power play, a sonic start. Yes, sir, Ben Ingram. take the words right out your mouth. Eddie Greer III here in Casey, Missouri for the EG3 podcast. All right, so need to switch gears off of that. We'll talk more about that. Obviously, we're closing in on that fast. So there's that. But yeah, NASCAR, right? And there's a plenty to go around. Damn, I don't even know where to start. And for those of you who listened to the first time, this was a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years before adding the adventures of running on to this podcast a couple years ago. Has it now been a couple years now? This time's been flying by, right? So crazy. But another battle between Chase Elliott and, let me see, here we go with this typing and talking at the same time. Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin. At Texas, and Chase Elliott did it again, beats Denny Hamlin. And last time these two teams faced off, or two individuals faced off against one another, it was at Martinsville. Denny Hamlin had a dominant race car, but then Alan Gustafson, his crew chief, Chase Elliott's crew chief, made the winning call of the race, put Chase Elliott in a situation to win the race, to do something different than everybody else. Which I like, because the fact that you can't do what everybody else is doing. You just can't do. Everybody go right, you go left. Everybody goes left, you go right. Everybody goes straight, you go the other direction. Right. You gotta have variety. You just cannot. You can't win races doing what everybody else is doing. And that's kind of the whole. Well, I almost have a plan for the mile coming up. On a track, I'm not gonna sit here and explain it because I know there's people listening. competitors listening. So, but you gotta do what you have to do to put yourself in a position to either get a good finish, get a PR, or just go out there and try to win a damn race. And that's so yeah, Alan Gustafson put him in the right spot. And that allowed him to win that race. And then here, just pure speed. Speaking of speed on the track, speed in the different sets on the racetrack, Chase Elliott had a fast race car. And it's absolutely outdo Denny Hamlin here. Even Denny Hamlin saying he had nothing for him right there in that race. The Worth 400 last week in Fort Worth, Texas. Chase Elliott getting his second win of the season, beating Denny Hamlin again. So if you count tallies, folks, it is now Chase Elliott 2, Denny Hamlin 1. Because remember, Denny Hamlin got to the finish line first on Chase Elliott at Las Vegas earlier. And then you turn around, Chase Elliott outstrategizes, well, more like Alan Gustafson outstrategizes Denny Hamlin's team, gets Chase Elliott to win. And then here, it's Chase Elliott's turn to outpace Denny Hamlin. So if you count that, that's 2-1, Chase Elliott. So there you go on that. We're one-third full through the 2026 season there as well. So I'm pretty sure these guys, Denny Hamlin, it kind of struggles out on road course. So Chase Elliott, I would figure, and it's supposed to be, nasty in New York this weekend. At a race where usually this race is not even until August, and there's been a lot of complaints, and I don't blame them about this particular race in a spot. Yeah, and I'm talking about Watkins Glen this week. That is weird. Usually, and there's gonna be a lot of weirdness. I don't like the All-Star race where it's at. Dover, seriously, you think you're gonna get excitement out of that? I don't think so. And then you have this race game being planted. I would have put something else here in this spot. not Watkins Glen already? I'd rather put Sonoma in the spot. Usually, we're more familiar with Sonoma. And for those of you who don't know where Sonoma is, that's Sonoma, California, out there out west, wine country out there. So that's usually the first world course of the year, Sonoma, which usually comes after, what, these Coke 600? Oh, that's around the corner. We got a lot of stuff around the corner here coming up. Indianapolis 500, the Coke 600, the biggest world, the Monaco, got all the motorsports, big dogs, World Cup coming here to KC in another month. Holy smokes. Everybody getting ready. Hold your horses, folks. Hold your horses for that. That's going to be nuts. Here in Kansas City. Yeah, you might want to, if you're not a big fan of crowds, you might want to stay outside the city for the next month. This is going to be a wild scene there. And then right now, there's this whole like big concern or about hotels, the cost of hotels and all. I try to touch that faucet right now, but there's been a lot of conversation about the hotels and all that stuff right now. So it's crazy. It's crazy right now around here. It's only going to get what's the word I want to use? Intensity is going to pick up. It's just going to keep on picking up every day that goes on. And everything else like that. So, yeah, it's crazy what it is right now. But, yeah, you got that going on. Of course, Casey, I just mentioned to y'all the Casey Metro Mile, which was usually on a Thursday night. Got moved to Saturday at the beginning of the year. So it's just going to be wild. You don't have to worry. Well, I got to worry about going to work the next morning. So, yeah, all that. And you know what? People are just going to have to deal because, some of y'all know who you're talking about. So again, not going to call no names, but y'all just going to have to just deal with it. So there's that. Yeah, we're throwing haymakers already for this podcast, but throwing haymakers with Chase Elliott. And throwing haymakers, man, Ryan Preece, he got hit with a fine and loss of points. What was it? They appealed this penalty, which I'm not surprised, but I think it's going to get upheld because you're an idiot. Because why would you cue the radio and say you're going to do something and then act of doing it with basically the whole world listening to you and watching you do it? So for those of you who missed it, Ryan Preece, was it sometime during the race, or I don't know exactly the time frame of it. Well, he wasn't out with Ty Gibbs, and then he wrecks Ty Gibbs in the corner, and that car came out. Now, compared to the end of the race where John Nemechek got bullied over to the wall by Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch is his own worst enemy right now because he should have finished better than he did, because he was so Kyle Busch doing Kyle Busch stuff. He was on one, and despite having there was a Kyle Busch sighting down in Texas next weekend. He was up in the top 10. We never see Kyle Busch in the top 10, not no more, because he usually in the 20s. See, I know it's gonna text right in the middle of the show. We'll take a break here in a minute, but. And we'll look at the rest of this finishing order and get eyes ready for Watkins Glen. But yeah, man, there's two different situations there. Now, maybe because it was in the race when Kyle Busch did it, I don't know. But yeah, Kyle Busch, John Nemechek, the lap before the last lap of the race, John Nemechek, Kyle Busch wasn't clear of Nemechek, but in heavy contact, Busch in the wall, down the backstretch, and the next thing you know, Kyle Busch waited for him, John Nemechek waited for him, and then, boop, right there, hard side check, basically hockey checked John Nemechek. I did not expect to use a hockey reference in the show, But basically, checked, Nemechek into the wall. Nemechek spins. And yeah, it basically ruins Nemechek. Yeah, Johnny Nemechek finish was in the top. They're both in the top 15. Kyle Busch, for majority of that race last week, was in the top 10. And yet, you ruin it. So, basically, Ryan Preece, yeah, that's going to get upheld. Because you can't, you must, again, if you're going to do it, do something that you're not supposed to be doing. I would not cue the radio. Don't do it. Just go about your business and handle your business. Don't announce it to the whole world. If you're going to do it and do it. And then here, this is the same thing. But Kyle Busch didn't say anything. He just reacted. He reacted to it. And then he reacted to it. Same thing. So, yeah, it's wild. Wild. And then of course, the whole, what was it? Christopher Bell. He has some bad luck right now. Up front leading. Gets tagged by spinning Todd Gidlin. Yeah, this was kind of wild. This was kind of a wild race there. A little bit there, wild finish there. But yeah, Chase Elliott, he handled business there. And we're going to take a look at the standings here when we come back outside of this break. You're listening to the EG3 Podcast. What's up, everybody? Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the EG3 Podcast. We're back, baby, talking NASCAR for this rest of this episode here. Did talk a little bit about running. We're going to hit y'all hard and heavy, baby. We're counting down them days. The KC Metro Mile, probably, clearly. Clearly, my favorite event. Yeah, I guess my bro was right. He's like, I love it. He's like, oh yeah, we're on a track this time. We ain't on no roads, anything like that. Yeah, baby, it's old school. Cannot wait. Like, and like I said in the first half of the show, like, I already made my mind up. Despite what's going on, whatever it is, what's going on, and I'm not gonna get into decisions right now. But yeah. I get what I need. I'll do it to the best of my ability. I'll be ready to rock and roll. That is plain simple there on that one. And ready to rock and roll, Chase Elliott. Again, winning the Worth 400 last week out in Texas. Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman, the showman, showing up. And he's coming off of not feeling well, having to miss time, and he's answered the bell. Now, if he keeps this pace, and that's maybe a stretch. Now, I know he's still got some work to do. He's got to continue with these finishes, obviously. I know Chad Kanell said, you know, he keeps up this pace, he's going to make it. He's still got ways to go, but at this pace, he needs to be clean. to have a shot. So I haven't looked at the standings yet. I know he's still deep back there, unfortunately, because of missing time. But quietly, finishing third, came on late there in that race right there. Great finish for him. Momentum. Tyler Reddick, the year of the 45, continues for him. Fourth, high, wide, and handsome there towards the end of the race right there. Chris Buescher. Part of me wants to go out on a limb and say that, you know, he's going to win this weekend. And maybe, you know what? For all what it is, no disrespect to my other civil brother, SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, who clearly is going to be the favorite, and there's no question about that, heading into this race. But Chris Buescher beat SVG. Not last year, but it was the year before last. how the ironic is that? Put it in his podcast, right? Buescher, yeah, I'm gonna go on and say that. Now again, with the weather situation up there, I don't know, but anything can happen up there. Nobody's not happy about the race placement. The weather could be really crappy and whatnot. So, but I'm gonna go on a limb. You know, speed of going left and right, I'm going to go left and pick Chris Buescher, upset, to get a win. He's not going to, he said it himself, he's knocking on the door of getting it. I'm knocking on the door of getting, I've been knocking on the door achieving the PR, haven't fallen through for whatever the reason is, But again, that's again, we'll hold that conversation for the next couple episodes there. But yeah, I really like Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher just gets it done, and I mentioned it on one of the previous episodes of this podcast. Again, if you're not subscribed to EG3 Podcast, I don't know what you have been doing. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button, like, if you want to update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. So it's crazy that, all right, you know, they've been knocking on the door. Well, crazy enough that RFK, Brad Keselowski, Roush Keselowski Racing has all the cars in the top 10. And despite, yeah, the Priest penalty, Ryan Priest, that penalty is going to get upheld. I'll be surprised if that gets turned over. NASCAR, you gotta stand tall. You gotta stand firm. Stand tall, stand firm, stand up for what you put down. Do not keep going back and forth, letting certain drivers off. Do not do that. Please do not do that. Right? Ryan Priest made a mistake. You gotta own up to it. I make a mistake. I need to own up to it. Somebody else makes a mistake. They need to own to it instead of blaming somebody else. Right? So, I mean, hey, I'm guilty of it, but hey, at the end of the day, we all guilty of it at some point to whatever the situation it is, but we all have to own up to it. And Ryan Priest, you made a mistake. You made a mistake going on, queuing up that radio. You shouldn't have did, well, I mean, you could have did it without the radio. Let's just put it like that. Daniel Suarez. He's another player that could have something to say there in this week's racing, Watkins Glen. He finished sixth. Carson Hocevar, teammate of Suarez, coming off the big dub at Talladega. Ride that Dente. He rode this Dente to the seventh place at Texas. And he speeded these two. These two sat on the front row. So there's clearly momentum for Spire Motorsports right now. And Michael McDowell. I don't know where did Michael McDowell finish? He finished 27th. Okay, yeah, Michael McDowell. And Michael McDowell saw on road courses. We know that for sure. So clearly, Spire Motorsports, Brad Keselowski Racing, Roush Keselowski Racing, excuse me. I still have some momentum there as well. William Byron, 8th. Bubba Wallace, 9th. And, excuse me, Ryan Blaney, who just also got, so he and Tyler Reddick got extensions as of late. The recent one was Ryan Blaney. Blaney finished 10th. And shout out real quick, the emergence of Riley Herbst. Is it just me or is anybody else noticing? He finished in the 11th spot right there, just outside the top 10. Eric Jones won the stage, 12th. Speaking of Keselowski, he finished 13th. Priest, 14th. Austin Shenrick, 15th. All right, some other notables. Well, we might as well just go down the list here because these two, perfect. Perfect situation. Connor Zilich, he needs a good run. And this, Watkins Glen, perfect opportunity for him. And really for all of Trackhouse, which I might turn left on the fantasy this week. Ooh, yes, sir. Let's go, baby. Yeah, all three of these cars, or all three drivers, Ross Chastain, Connor Zilich, and Shane Van Gisbergen, will be racing in all the races this weekend in New York. So, and track out, they need to turn things around. We're going to take a look at the stands in a minute as well. So, huge opportunity. Shane Van Gisbergen, he's teetering on getting in the playoffs right now. So, and everybody's talking about this, and I'm going to say it as well. Shane Van Gisbergen needs to take advantage of this situation. We know how talented he is. And an average finish of 1.2. I didn't expect to do any math on this podcast, but here we are, fired up on this Friday, May 8th, 2026. This will be out later on tonight. Your EG3 Friday edition of the podcast. As per usual, Eddie Greer here in the EG3 confines. It's been overcast, supposed to rain. And luckily, it did not rain while I was walking. So, thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you very much for that. With all that's been not falling my way, that was one of them. So I thank you for that. But yeah, man, this is an opportunity for them. Huge opportunity. And for Connor Zilich, and man, you can hear it in his voice, man. Really struggling. in the Cup Series right now. Really feel bad for him, honestly. Honestly, there with the struggle. He's been struggling. This is an opportunity for him to turn things around and to really do some, make some noise. I think he's going to do that. Because, look, he was right there at, what was it, COTA? Yeah, COTA. COTA, he was right there, and then he got taken out. And so, it's going to be really interesting. I might go left on Sunday's fantasy picks off the podcast. So, let's take a look at that. But anyways, let's take a look at this bubble picture right now to kind of end the show. We're almost done already. Here on this latest edition of this podcast, as Chase Elliott knocks off Denny Hamlin. So it's 2-1 Chase Elliott right now. As far as that duel is concerned, Chris Rebell, I mentioned him earlier. He's 13th, Daniel Suarez 14th, Austin Cedric 15th, and Chase Briscoe is in the 16th spot. And oh boy, talk about missed opportunities. Chase Briscoe, a lot of missed opportunities right now for him. So, again, I said this in the last NASCAR episode. This thing, this bubble picture right here, it's going to get spicy. And it's going to get even spicier if Shane Van Gisbergen, that's what he's supposed to do, this weekend, Ross Chastain's in outside the top 16. Joey Logano, who had Joey Logano on the list here, being outside the top 16, heading in to Watkins Glen. Anybody out there? I don't see no hands up. so man, it's wild, baby. It's wild. Right now, Joey Logano back here. You got heavy hitters back here behind Briscoe. So Chase Briscoe better be careful. Him and that 19 been making a lot of typical 19 stuff. Making too many errors and hurting themselves. I mean, Chris Rebell has bad luck, but Chase Briscoe and his team. Really, everybody making mistakes. So you don't want to keep playing with fire, especially when we have guys out here like a Van Gisbergen, like a Logano, like a Ross Chastain, like a, I'll even throw a wild ass name here, Michael McDowell. Now I did say where Alex Bowman at? Alex Bowman, way back here in 34th spot. Yeah, still a little lot of work to do. Get up here, and he is, let me see here, next position ahead of Bowman. Connor Zilich, oh boy. Woo! Only 9 points behind Connor Zilich is Alex Bowman. And right, Zilich, 33rd, Bowman, 34th. Right now. So got to keep this momentum up. And Connor Zilich, and so we'll have to see what happens there. I'll be fascinated to see what happens come Sunday, and we're going to keep an eye on this bubble picture, because when is this shaping up with the RFK card, still, even with the penalty of Priest, you see all those RFK cars up there in the mix, up there in the top 16, two Spire Motorsports cars up here with Hosovar. Where's Suarez at? Oh, Suarez is not even in, my bad, wait, hold up. Where is Suarez? Yeah, Suarez is in it. Okay, my bad. Yeah, I just said Daniel Suarez. Suarez still in it. So you got that going on. Let me see here. Anybody else in this mix? That's it. Yeah. So some work to do with these big name teams out here. So again, Watkins Glen's gonna throw a curveball at somebody this weekend in his bubble picture. Whether that's who that is, I don't know. So, but I do know. Is the fact that Briscoe, Daniel Suarez should be a player. Austin Cindric underperforms at these road courses. Yeah, Kevin Harvick brought that up at Circuit of Americas. That this was weeks ago. I remember that. Like, yeah, I agree with Kevin Harvick. Yeah, he underperforms. He should be way better than where he's at. That should be your strength. That's why I say with SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen is, he sees his opportunities, he sees his strengths, and takes advantage of them. I'll probably speak for myself here. Again, track is my strength. Road is not. Again, I see an opportunity, I need to hold in on the opportunity. So that's how I'm seeing the KC Metro Mile, and that's where on the racetrack SVG is. And even though Shane said, you know, I hate racing in the rain and all that, he's still going to go out, and he's used to that, but he hates it, but he still got to go out and perform. And so he's going to do his thing. He's going to be up in this mix. He's going to be way up in the mix, bound for this win. And I'm going to throw another curveball here. Ty Gibbs, been a player on his road courses now. I had him the last time I had the fantasy on. We had fantasy on a road course. I thought I had him on the bench. I gotta go back and check on that. Check it on that. So we're making moves, baby. We're making moves. We're getting up. We're getting up there, baby. We're getting up there. But yeah, I'm excited and intrigued to see what happens up there at Watkins Glen. Yeah, this is very uncommon to have this race this early in the season. And nobody's happy in New York because of the whole weather situation up there and whatnot. So we'll just have to see how it all shakes out. I'm very fascinated to see how this shakes out this weekend. And we'll see who comes out on top. And we'll be keeping an eye on this bubble as it gets closer to the chase for the Cup in 2026. The EG3 Podcast. Get it! Wherever you get your podcast, we are free in the bubble weekly. Sometimes twice a week. iTunes, Amazon, Google. We're almost everywhere now. Or I believe no, this podcast is pretty much everywhere now. With a strong NASCAR following, and now the putting the episodes in on running as well. So definitely, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, I know there's a lot of NASCAR talk in here. The next episode, I already said it. It's going to be dedicated to the postcast of what we did, what I did. For the downhill trolley run a couple weeks ago now, so I know people waiting on that, so I'll have that recorded at some point this weekend. So yeah, this will come out tonight, so be out looking for that as well. And feel free to check out older episodes of the EG3 Podcast, baby. We're coming at you hard. We're gonna be coming at you hard this week, this month, because we got a strength, big strength coming up, and I could not be excited to see what happens come June 6th. We're less than a month out. So we got to get ready for that. So I couldn't be more excited again. We see an opportunity, and I feel like I get excited for this, but I couldn't be more excited for the opportunity again to go out and prove people wrong. So there's that. I'll put that one out there for y'all. Eddie Greer III here in Casey, Missouri. We have made it, ladies and gentlemen, across the finish line on another episode of the EG3 Podcast this week. Thank you guys so much. Again, we'll be back with another episode next week, beginning of next week, with the postcast. That is, I made it clear. So that is the next episode. That's the next episode there. Before the Casey Metro Mile comes up on us here real quick, we better get the postcast in there as well. So a lot of talk coming up on this podcast about that and so much more. So definitely, if you're not already subscribed, you might want to hop on board the EG3 Podcast. EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here. Thank you so much, guys and gals, for listening to another edition of this episode. We out. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode.